Brothers and sisters, in our daily life, we all experience sometimes imperfection, brokenness, temptation, and sin. But although we experience it, we know that it was not how God planned it. Because God had a wonderful plan and He created everything good. The book of Genesis tells us everything changed with the first sin of Adam and Eve. And that affected everything since. Our first reading today from the book of Wisdom reminds us of that. For God formed man to be imperishable. The image of his own nature he made him. But by the envy of the devil, death entered the world. But, brothers and sisters, we also know that God can turn everything to good. And from the beginning, he already planned the remedy. And the remedy is Jesus. Jesus is the solution of our imperfection, brokenness, temptation, and sin. In the second reading today from the Corinthians, Paul writes about it this way. He said, "You know the gracious act of our Lord Jesus Christ, that for your sake he became poor, although he was rich, so that by his poverty you might become rich." So Paul says that Christ wants to lift us up, as he says, so that by his poverty you might become rich. Yes, Jesus wants to lift us up from imperfection, brokenness, temptation, and sin. Not only in the next life, but right now. Jesus wants us to have the fullness of his life now. And this is precisely what we see happening in the gospel today. Jairus, the synagogue official, comes to Jesus, who is surrounded by a crowd. He pleads to Jesus, "My daughter is at the point of death. Please come and lay hands on her, and she may get well and live." It was a plea from a desperate father who did not want to see his daughter die. It is the same plea made today by desperate fathers and mothers, brothers and sisters, sons and daughters, and so many others, for God to come and intervene in some serious and tragic situations. In the gospel, Jesus goes with Jairus to his home, and on the way encounters the woman who has been suffering for 12 years. In a similar desperate act of faith, she reaches out and touches the garment of Jesus, and she is healed. Jesus knows that power has gone out from him and asked who touched him. And when the woman admitted that it was she, Jesus says, "Daughter, your faith has saved you. Go in peace and be cured of your affliction." So, when this woman was healed, She was not only physically healed, but in every way. She was healed socially because no more she would be restrained in the people's activities and meetings. She was healed psychologically and spiritually. Psychologically and spiritually, she was healed. Because now everyone knows that she can worship with them again. Everyone knows that she can socialize with them again. And if she is young and married, she can have children. Yes, Jesus has completely changed her life. He gave her a new life again. After that, Jesus and Jairus continued their journey. But before they arrived, word reached Jairus that his daughter is dead. And when they reached the house that is now filled with mourners, Jesus goes in and restores the girl to life. What we can retain here, brothers and sisters, is that Jairus invited Jesus into his home, and Jesus entered and healed his daughter. We can say that this fact is for us another invitation and another reminder to us of the importance of inviting Jesus into our hearts. Yes, we are called to have the faith to invite Jesus into our lives and allow his will to be done. Because Jesus does not force himself into our lives. He comes when he is invited. Only when he is invited. And prayer is the way for our invitation to God to enter into our life. Brothers and sisters, we see something in common in both miracles. Someone went to Jesus in faith, the little girl's father, and the woman. The lesson here is that when there are problems, we have to go to Jesus with faith. We have not to stay where we are. We have to go, to get up and go to Jesus. Like Jairus and like the ill woman, let us go to Jesus. And how can we go to Jesus? We can go to Jesus at first by praying to him, spending time every day in prayer with him, even if it is 5 minutes, but every day. We can go to Jesus, secondly, by reading the Bible, because the Bible is a love letter from God to each one of us. We can go to Jesus, thirdly, by receiving the sacraments. When we receive the sacraments of reconciliation and the Eucharist, we meet Jesus. Truly, we have to believe it. The Eucharist is the greatest healing sacrament, and every Mass is a healing service. A healing service above all for our soul. In each Mass, each one has the opportunity to unite all that he is with Jesus' sacrifice. And in that union with him, each one receives into his being the risen life of Jesus, which transforms him more and more. And the more we actively participate in the Mass with our heart, the more real he becomes to us. Jesus himself enters into us and heals from the inside. Thus, during those precious minutes we spend in the Eucharist, like this evening, when we and Jesus are united very specially, we can ask him in faith for the healing we need, the healing for a member of our family, for a friend, for someone who asks us to pray for him or for her. And we can also adore and praise him for all he has done for us. So, brothers and sisters, after hearing those lessons, everyone can ask himself, how valuable is prayer for me? How valuable is prayer to me? Do I really pray to him? Or do I pray because I am forced by circumstances? Finally, this teaching invites us also to include in our prayers all the people whose lives are devastated by ill health. We are surrounded by those who suffer from illnesses that bring them pain and suffering and impair their quality of life. Let us ask Jesus to take them by the hand and to reverse their bad situations according to his will. Lord Jesus, I praise you for all the many ways in which you touch and heal my life, mostly through prayers, but also through orders and the events. Help me to be more aware of this so as to realize how much you are at work in my life, only seeking what is best for me and enabling me to have a deeper joy and peace. I believe, Lord, that you are waiting for me to come to you as the woman in the gospel did. All I have to do is reach out and touch you. You will be there to answer my prayer. You, my loving God, forevermore. Amen.